What dive is he gonna do?
The triple Lindy.
There will be an additional springboard installed for Mellon's dive. The triple Lindy.
Is that hard?
That's impossible.
In this clip from Rodney Dangerfield's 1986 comedy Back to School, he got a lot of help from the special effects team to pull off his triple Lindy. He leaps from the platform, then bounds from the high dive to low dive and back to the high dive again before finally somersaulting gracefully into the water. This summer is the centennial of the introduction of diving into the Olympic Games. And while there won't be any triple Lindys attempted in Athens, there will be plenty of airborne virtuosity. Dave Johns looks into the aesthetics of the high dive.
It's warm-ups at a qualifying meet for this summer's U.S. National Diving Championships. Up on the 10-meter platform, Alexis DeMond dries off with a chamois towel. She's a little nervous. She learned most of her platform dives in the last 2 weeks.
I just hope I don't smack.
She calls to her coach,
John!
Steps to the end of the platform, and curls her toes over the edge. For a quiet moment, she stares at the water 30 feet below. Then with a sweep of her arms, she leaps, grabs a tuck, and somersaults back towards the platform. In an instant, she's in the water. It's a solid, if not Olympic caliber, reverse 2.5 tuck. None of the divers here today will be competing in the Olympic Games this summer. But in many ways, they represent the future of the sport for the U.S. Diving is a marquee sport for today's Summer Games. The chiseled, vulnerable body of the diver calls to mind the heroic naked athletes of ancient Greece. The ideal diver jumps high, shows quickness and perfect form, and enters the water vertically and with a splashless rip entry. Andy Kwan, who competed for China in the 1984 Olympics, says diving should look like ballet.
You see a lot of those physical movements, but they make them so light, so smooth, and you know they don't even show your facial expression. It's always feel light and flowing and beautiful. That's how we try to accomplish.
To philosophers, diving is an aesthetic sport in that it is the manner of achieving the score that's important. In a swimming race, by contrast, all that matters is who touches the wall first. Hans Gumbrecht is a professor of comparative literature at Stanford. He's writing a book about athletic beauty. And he says the appeal of diving is its quest for the absolute.
The surprise, or what the spectator is interested, is not so much what is going to happen. A beautiful play in basketball, you don't know what it's going to look like. Whereas, I mean, if you watch much diving, they already know what it has to look like. And the question is then up to which point the athlete manages to fulfill that predefined form.
Nice and smooth, head in line, tall, see your spots. Relax and tall. Relax, tall. Up! Ryan. So stupid.
Diving as we know it today is a merger of two traditions, plain diving and fancy diving. Plain diving involved simple forward dives from platforms, what people today might call a swan dive. Fancy diving developed out of gymnastics in Sweden and Germany. The two traditions clashed in the first Olympic diving contest in St. Louis in 1904.
Okay, first diver up.
A native St. Louis eye doctor named George Sheldon competed for the United States. He performed simple but graceful dives that knifed into the water with barely a splash. The German divers, by contrast, were dynamic acrobats. They did flashy dives that sometimes bombed into the water with huge splashes. The crowd loved them. But the judges, who were all American, ignored the applause and awarded the contest to Sheldon. But in the long run, acrobatics has won out over aesthetics. Divers today perform far tougher tricks than were even conceived of in 1904. The pressure of competition has turned the sport into an acrobatic arms race. Back at the pool, Alexis DeMond is trying out her new list of dives.
Learned that yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Safely on the pool deck, she looks relieved.
I was just kind of scared going into it, but after I did it, it felt pretty good.
Her coach is happy with her. She needs these dives to compete at the national level.
Well, what is that, your fourth one in your life?
Yeah.
So that's fine. Just obviously don't realize how easy it is for you.
TV is also forcing diving in a more acrobatic direction. Fans get bored watching the easy dives meant to show a diver's grace. So next year, FINA, diving's world governing body, may do away with them.
All the aesthetic sports did it. Figure skating, gymnastics, they've all gone the same direction. I think it would be impossible to fight. It would be like violence in hockey. The masses like it.
Rick Schiavone chairs a committee with U.S. Diving. He worries that what's good for ratings may not be good for the sport.
You're taking out a concept in the sport that you may never get back, and I'm almost saying it's unimportant. So, you know, you just eventually you'll get people that, it would go like gymnastic floor event. You just get people with flat feet, bent knees. It doesn't matter if you're complete rotation.
It's a change from the imagery that has long defined the sport. Even the logo of USA Diving shows a diver touching his toes in a jackknife, a dive that may no longer be performed in tomorrow's adrenalized sport. But a lot of today's athletes don't seem to mind. Steven Siegerlin, who competed in Olympic trials a few months ago, sounds like he's in it for something else entirely.
Last week I just learned back 2.5 twisting, 2.5 flips, pike off 10 meter. And it's one of the most exciting rushes that you'll ever get. I've done a lot of pretty wild things, but there's nothing like extremer than that.
For Studio 360, I'm Dave Johns.
You can see some photos of Olympic divers at studio360.org.